Welcome to Living Orthodoxy, an invitation to a deeper life in Christ, a podcast of St. Philip Orthodox Church in Souderton, Pennsylvania, dedicated to connecting the liturgical and spiritual life of the Orthodox parish with the life of the Orthodox home, presenting the weekly homilies of our parish pastors, Father Noah Buscelli and Father James Thayer, as well as discussions of the liturgical year and Orthodox life and practice by Justin Gold and Jeff Hyatt.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to speak. As a former Baptist pastor, this shouldn't take more than 45 minutes. And Ken has assured me he'll give me the sign at an hour, so not to worry. I'd like to offer a couple of reflection questions for you to consider while I speak just for the next few minutes. Two questions, and they are this. The first one: why do people love you? And second, why do people hate you? Why do people love you? And why do people hate you? We love to be loved. I love to be loved, and I hate to be hated. And in part, I think this is a good desire in that we all were created to reflect the life of the Holy Trinity by living in loving relationships with God, with one another, and with the created world. But with the disordering that sin brings, our desire to be loved becomes self-serving. The world around us is structured for the pursuit and the affirmation of a narcissistic self-love. How many likes have you gotten today? Do you have any more subscribers today than you had yesterday? Are your Yelp and Google reviews for your business positive or negative? Did the art critics love your newest book or movie? Is your blog cited by the press and the cultural elite? No? Well, then why do they hate you? And what can you do to make them love you more? The love of the world is so fickle. As any of our cultural celebrities can attest, the world loves to love you and me one minute, and then they love to hate us the next. But lest we make ourselves out to be the innocent victims of a cruel world, we must also admit that some of the time, the hatred or the dislikes that come our way from others is due to our own sin. Our own disordered lives that cause confusion or pain or suffering to come upon those around us. So why do people love you, and why do people hate you? Well, on this day, October 26th, the Holy Orthodox Church commemorates the great martyr and wonder worker, Demetrios, the myrrh bearer. St. Demetrios was born in the year 270 AD in Thessaloniki. His parents were faithful, although secret Christians who had been unable to have a child until the birth of St. Demetrius. His father was the commander of the military in Salonika. And both of his parents instructed him in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, teaching him to pray before two icons that they had hidden in a private room in their home for prayer. St. Demetrius grew up from a very young age to have a good and humble character. He was looked upon with favor, both because he came from an honorable and prestigious family, but also because of the virtue, the character that he had developed from being just a young boy, really. As he grew, he became a young man with great integrity and a nobility of soul. He was it's recorded for us, the most handsome of all of the men of Thessaloniki. Additionally, St. Demetrius had learned well from his father the art of war, and he proved himself to be both skilled and valiant in battle, and himself was appointed by Maximian Galerius as the military commander of Thessaly. St. Demetrius was loved. As the ideal Roman citizen, he was virtuous and he was mighty in battle. However, St. Demetrius had a fatal flaw, at least as far as it was concerned to the Roman world. He was a Christian. The very Christ whom he had come to love and serve as a young boy was now the cause for his fall from grace from the Roman world. St. Demetrius had devoted himself to teaching the scriptures and the Orthodox faith in Christ. And through the conversion of many people to Christ away from the worthless idols of the Roman culture, St. Demetrius was brought to the attention of Emperor Maximian, whom had appointed him as the leader of the military in Thessaly, was brought to his attention now as a traitor, both to the emperor, who fancied himself as a god, as well as to the gods of the Greco-Roman world. And if you read his story in the full Synaxarion that's in the library, the full story, their exchange, at least to me, was striking. When St. Demetrius was arrested and he was brought before Maximian, it's said that rather than being afraid when he came before him, he was so filled with gladness and good cheer that his countenance appeared bright and beautiful and graceful from his joy as he's brought before the man who can at any moment order his death. Well, the emperor told St. Demetrius that he felt disrespected by him. Not only did he find out he was a Christian, but apparently when Maximian came into town after a victory, Demetrius hadn't gone out to greet him and joined into the pagan festival. St. Demetrius' response is priceless. He said to the emperor, "O emperor, I esteem thy monarchy. However, I honor above thee much more the God of heaven and earth, who is the king of the cosmos." The emperor asked, "Well, who is thy God and king? Who is this person that you're honoring above me?" And the saint answered, "The Lord Jesus Christ. He is true God and the Almighty King." Well, the tragedy of the situation is that it was Christ in St. Demetrius, even from a young age, that developed in him the character and the courage and the competence that led everyone to love him. They just didn't know it. And yet it was the very same Christ in him that led the world to hate him enough to kill him. The love of the world is so fickle. Well, I'll commend the rest of St. Demetrius' story for your reading another time. There's much wonderful detail that I'm not even touching on. But let me just ask you those questions again. Why do people love you? And why do people hate you? The gospel reading this morning began with these words from Christ to his disciples: "These things I command you, that you love one another." In the preceding verses in the discourse there in John chapter 15, Jesus had just talked with his disciples about the need to abide in him and to stay connected to him so that fruit would be born in their life. And then he tells them that there's no greater love than that you lay down your life for your friend, indicating that he would be laying down his life for them. And then he calls them to a life of love. Not a life based on likes and subscribes and what can you do for me, but a life that lays my life down for you. And while the life of love within the Holy Trinity overflows into the lives of those who follow Christ and are filled with the Holy Spirit, the reality of Jesus' next words right after this, "I command you to love one another," was hard to hear for them, and it's hard to hear for us. Immediately flows these words, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." Now, the world here that Jesus is talking about is not just the beautiful fall colors and the trees and all that God has made. It speaks instead of really of the system of all that stands in rebellion against God. Individuals, societies, educational systems, political ideologies, whatever it is. And so Jesus and all of those who love and obey him really are otherworldly. They're not of this system of rebellion. Instead, they're looking for another country. They're citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And while we're called to live in love, we're also forewarned that the response of the world will often be hatred. Hate, because the world does not know the Father, nor accept the Word, Christ. Hate, because the world desires to worship itself and its own false gods. Hate, because the world has no excuse, no justification for its rebellion against God. Jesus said, "But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause." So the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, overflowing for the life and the salvation of the world, is responded to with hatred by the system of the world, which seeks its own will over the will of the Father. And those who love and obey God, those who bear the image and likeness of God, become in the world the offensive icons of Christ, who bear the brunt of the world's rebellion in this life. So why do people love you? And why do people hate you? And why is it that we spend so much time in this life seeking the love and the validation of the world, who, when confronted with Christ, turn on us in hatred? St. John, who wrote the Gospel that we read this morning, also wrote some epistles. And in his first epistle, his first letter, he wrote this: "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever." So this was St. Demetrius' response to Emperor Maximian when the emperor then threatened to have the saint tortured and put to death. He replied to the emperor, "O emperor, thy punishments and torments with which thou threatenest me, I consider to be joy and gladness and a benefit. For these shall usher in for me the kingdom of the heavens with unceasing honor." You see, St. Demetrius did not care ultimately whether people loved him because he was tall, dark, and handsome, or because he had skills and abilities that could help them accomplish their goals, or even because he was a nice guy. He preferred nothing other than Christ. And as he awaited his coming martyrdom in a dark and damp underground cell, St. Demetrius remained constant in prayer, lifting up his soul, chanting hymns to God. And when Maximian's soldiers came to execute the judgment of death on him, we're told that, still praying, the saint simply raised his right arm while the first spear pierced his side in the same place where it's pierced Christ. So let me ask my original question one last time, but maybe a little more direct. Why do people love you? And why do people hate you? Is it Christ in you? Or is it the world in you that stirs their affection? We have been forewarned that the world will hate us if they see Christ in us. And we've been given the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who will testify along with us in the day of trial. So may we, along with St. Demetrius, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. For no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life so that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. If they love us, may it be for Christ's sake. And if they hate us, may it also be for Christ's sake.